So in Hindu scriptures, you come across terms Brahma, Brahman, Ishvara, Paramatma, all this. Now, and Bhagavan, you would use this. So what's the relationship between these terms? Are they the same?
Yeah. Originally, basically, Brahman means a mula padam to imply, to mean the reality, the existence, consciousness. But Brahma, if you say, it's a nominative case. Paramburul, Brahma. Absolute reality, a limitless reality. And Brahma, if you say, that's creator. The long is creator, short is reality. And if you say, Bhagavan, the reality, when you look at the whole cosmos as the Lord, you're looking at it. Now you can understand, what is the Lord? It's only a concept, isn't it? Lord is a concept. The whole, our concept is a very beautiful concept. The whole, all that is there is only Bhagavan. Only Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha means the Lord. The Lord is another adjective name for Bhagavan. Why? The one who is endowed with all Bhaga is Bhagavan. Like you are Gunavan, Patnivan. One who has a wife is Patnivan. Isn't one who has Gunam is a Gunavan. One who has money is a Dhanavan. So one who has Bhaga is Bhagavan. Who is the one who is endowed with this, all these things now? You reduce the whole, all this, all knowledge, all wealth, all fame, all powers, all strength. You reduce everything into what now? Bhaga. No, one thing. That thing is outside of Maya, isn't it? And who, where is it now? And outside of consciousness, existence, isn't it? Who is the one who is endowed with all these things? Bhagavan. Isn't it? Therefore, Bhagavan is another word for the Lord, Ishvara. Ishvara means the Lord. Why the Lord? Because we look at the whole Jagat, cause of the Jagat. Reality, if you look at it as a cause of the universe. Cause means it's not actually, Brahman is not the cause of the universe. But there's no Jagat existent. No Jagat can be existent without Brahman, isn't it? Therefore, we say what? Cause of the universe is Brahman. Look at the Brahman as the Jagat Karanam. You give the name what now? Give the attribute what now? Ishwaraha, the Lord. Therefore, we say whole Jagat is Ishwaraha. All that is there is only Ishwaraha. The same Lord is looked upon as what? Bhagavan. Paramatma, the absolute self, the self of all the beings is what? Existence. What is it, existence? Pure consciousness. One and the same. So, Paramatma, Bhagavan, Ishwaraha, Brahma, all these words. And so, who is the creator? There is no creator. No creation. There is no creation. Is there creation? What is what you understood now? Punaha. Remember what punaha. Cycle means? No creation. Isn't it? Therefore, there is no creator. Then what? How to say creator? If you look at the whole Brahman as Jagat Karanam, because without existence, Namarupam Jagat has no independent existence. But Brahman existence, what now? It's always there without the Jagat. Therefore, we say what now? The cause of the Jagat is existence. Therefore, we say the Lord, isn't it? You look at it as Lord Ishwara. Therefore, where does the Jagat come into manifestation from? Brahman. Where does the Jagat exist? In Brahman. Where does the Jagat resolve? In Brahman. Therefore, what we say, that if you look at Brahman as the Lord Ishwara, Karanam, from that Karanam on Jagat has come into manifestation, you look at the Lord as what? Creator. If you look at the whole Jagat exists in Brahman alone, you look at the Bhagavan, Lord, Brahman as what? Cause, still as the sustainer of the universe, you say what now? Vishnu. The same, you say what now? Now, creator, sustainer, then the one in whom everything resolves. This is not real destruction. I never used the word destruction, no? Resolve. You what now? Shiva. You give three different functional names to the only Lord as what now? Now, Ishwaraha, Brahma, Shivaha. It's not real, isn't it? So, creator, sustainer, the resolver of the universe is none other than the Lord, which is none other than Jagatkaranam, Chaitanyam, Brahma, Satchidatma, Satchidanandam, Brahma. We'll see that later on. We'll see when you do the next class, next verse, it will become much clearer.
And conceptually, the center of this chakra or cycle is Bhagavan or Ishvara, in the center of this, around which the cycle revolves.
I don't want to say center or cycle or anything. Now you can understand how this whole is Bhagavan, isn't it? The existence, which is pure consciousness, which is the reality, isn't it? And that is why you can never, never understand what it is purely. You don't understand the fact about the cosmology, isn't it? What is this cosmos all about? You can learn so many things apart from that. You can go on experimenting and discovering, finding out lots of other things. You know, just go for plant physiology and then spend your whole life and discover some, get 5 PhDs. That's a different thing. But here, this whole the problem of samsara, this problem of being born again and becoming dying again, no? This samsara, which is involves both experience of pains and pleasures. We can't have life only of pleasures, isn't it? To put an end for that, even wherein the smallness has to be resolved, that aham brahma asmi, that is the important thing. Now, when you resolve, your identity has been resolved in reality. Your identity is with what now? With a limited, small, tiny bit individual. The body, mind, hence complex. Your identity has been resolved in the totality. That is what the teaching for. Isn't it? Of course, the whole prapancha is what now? Brahman, isn't it? Become clearer anyway.
If it is a cycle, Swami, it's not linear, there is no end to it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, when the samsara is resolved, now your ignorance is gone, ever you attain moksha, what does it mean? Is there an end?
No.
Is there an end? So, because you are telling that it is a cycle.
That will be there. You will be yourself.
You will be yourself.
Yeah. You will always be yourself, then your body will come around.
What happens at the time of pralaya then?
Everything in pralaya, that is why in pralaya, in what happens in death, what happens in sleep?
Yeah.
See, your deep sleep state only you have to analyze to know what happens in pralaya.
In pralaya, it becomes unmanifest. But the unmanifest is going to become manifest again.
Your body, mind's complex won't be there. Try to become.
Yeah. That won't be there.
Your identity will be gone. That is what? Your sukshma would be gone.
You say body mind complex won't be there. At the same time, you say matter is eternal.
Yeah. Your matter, same body you won't be associated with. You won't be there. You are not there. This matter will be there.
Yeah.
You know, some katrika, some abujina, some carrot, tomato. Okay. But we don't know. We don't know what it will be. You know? And maybe some other flesh of some other animal also, some other human being also. But you, what is I? What is I? Where is I? That will not be there. If that is not there, again, where is the connection? See, even in deep sleep state, when I is resolved for a few seconds, where is your body? What connection do you have in deep?
When that is not there, then you will never be involved in that cycle. That's what it means, is it?
No, without you, there's no cycle. Without you, there's no cycle. But without cycle, you are. Understand? So you be a sakshi.
Yeah.
But there you can't say, oh, I am the sakshi, I'm seeing all the jagat going back, becoming resolved. I see the jagat becoming manifest. That is not possible.
Yeah, it's not possible. So you have realized you are the sakshi.
That is what the shastram, as the shastram is heard and heard and heard and heard, it will become slowly, thin layers of vagueness will go. Because originally, we are all oriented toward what now? Towards
linear thinking.
Why? We see everything, our child is born, isn't it? We know beginning of every child. Mother, father know the beginning of their child. They don't know their own beginning, but they know this. And birth, date of birth, birth is celebration. And then anteshti others do. So we also know what now, oh, is the end for the body. And we also what now, we know they, how everything we know as a beginning, everything in this world it has end. Therefore, our thinking is what now? Completely owing towards the linear thinking. Because we see everything as beginning and end, beginning and end, beginning and end. So what now? Everything is a beginning and end, isn't it? So this creation also what must have what now? Has a beginning and one day it will end. That is for the big, the new age business, 2016 or 12. When is it? 12. Oh. I said, come on, I'll be sitting quietly, sleeping nicely. When everything happens, we'll come back and see, I said. People, I tell you, so Vedanta, once you come to Vedanta, there is no such business. We won't be surprised anything happens like volcano, no tsunami, or earthquakes, or poverty, or these things. Whatever, anything can happen. Nothing will surprise you. Nothing will excite you also. Everything is possible. What is natural, what is possible only happens. Impossible doesn't happen. For you, it is like, when they go to shop, when they go to towns, in village nothing, no shop. Village means only farms and farms and agriculture in villages. And then when you go to a small town, you see a shop where they sell candies. Candies, colorful candies and sweets are available here. Such an excitement. In Tamil, we say, Pattikata Muttai Kadai Paatha Vaadhi. I don't know, excitement. Like that for you, the beginning is an excitement and volcano is an excitement, like typically like that. Surprising. How can it happen? Why has it happened? I want an answer for all these things. How it can happen? Bhagavan has very clear eyes. Distortion free eyes. That is why things are happening. Global warming. That's a different thing. We had to find solutions, that's a different thing. See, problems, no problem. Every problem is a possibility, isn't it? No problem. Every problem is possible. Solution also is possible. There are unsolvable also. Isn't it? Everything is Bhagavan. There is an order. You only have to set the disorder back. If there are grains in kidney, disorder. Bring it back to proper order. Try to bring it back to order. If it is in a condition that it can be brought back, if it is in a condition that it cannot be brought back, take it. Bhagavan, what's the big deal, isn't it? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.